Well, good evening, silly. How are you feeling? sorry. That was a hypothetical question. Human furniture doesn't speak, does it? But I certainly bet your wrists and knees are aching. I was gone for hours, and I know those coffee table books on your back were heavy and oops. I can't believe I forgot a glass of water there too. But not a drop was spilled. What a good object you are. But don't worry, pet. It's finally time for some relief. I know your joints are aching and you're so ready for a big stretch. So let me get these things off of you so you can lay down on your back, right where you were kneeling. After all, just because your function as a coffee table is over doesn't mean I don't still need one. So soak it in. Enjoy that feeling of blood flowing back into your appendages for these brief few moments. Ah, here we are now, my real coffee table. And it will look so good on this pathetic fucking rug on my floor. What? You thought you were finished? That look on your face says that you did. I forgot you were new here. After my last object tore his body away for me and couldn't be useful any longer, I got rid of him. But you? You're never done. You don't get rest. The legs of a chair relax? Do lamps get a chance to stretch and move? Do trash cans get to sigh in relief? Of course they fucking don't. You're just the same. Objects, furniture, appliances. They don't have feelings. They don't care about pain. All they do is simply conform to the instructions placed upon them. So shut the fuck up. I can feel you complaining just from that pathetic look on your face, and you're ruining the aesthetic of my peaceful and relaxing living room. This is a tranquil spot for me, and if you no longer match the vibe, well, I can simply toss you in the trash and replace you just as easily. Ah, that is so much better. You don't want that, do you, my little object? You want to be completely dehumanized from my luxury and comfort. You crave being used and abused at my hand, just because I get so much cruel enjoyment out of it. Your mind has become so warped. It's no longer about the humiliation or the degradation. You just simply want to serve, just as furniture should. That's what you were constructed for, after all. So lay still, freak, so I can place this superior piece of furniture right onto your torso so you can function as a cute little rug. And, of course, I have to put my books and my glass of water right back where they belong. Oh, darn. It looks like one of the legs on this table is stabbing you right into your pathetic dick. But no matter. You'll never need that thing anyway, will you? You're mine, after all. You signed everything away to me, fair and square, and I'd never let that thing anywhere near me. So, I'm gonna leave this coffee table right where it is, right on that pathetic nub. And hopefully, that lack of blood flow will cause it to fall right off. Oh, stop making that face. You love the pain. Every additional ounce of weight forcing onto you is just a physical reminder of who owned you, after all. That stinging ache feels so good in your desperate little mind, whether you realize it or not. And now, it's finally time for me to sit, prop my feet up, and relax with some TV. And I'd best not hear a peep out of you either. This is all part of your training. And I know that you're so fucking desperate to be my trash can next, aren't you, my object?